This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morning.
Morning, Kenny.
Bolsheviks. On the fan interference call. More on that coming up in just a moment. Unless you want to do it now, because I'm a little bit surprised about how you said. I'm a little bit taken aback that you said it yesterday, so I'm not totally shocked, but I really thought I kind of brought you a boat where I'm like, man, you know, like, everybody wants to beat the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But audio courtesy of Guardians TV, by the way. Everybody wants to beat the Yankees, but I don't think that the Yankees are a rival. I don't think that they... It's not that they don't take the Guardians seriously. I think they take the Guardians seriously enough. I mean, they were an ALCS opponent last year. It's not that. I just don't think they think of you, and their fan base thinks of you as a rival.
They do not.
So I don't understand how they could be a rival, because yesterday...
I think they are.
You've almost done a flip-flop here. Not a flip-flop. I thought I brought you with me. But I think at the end of the show, and then apparently yesterday, all your buddies were texting you like this was a playoff game last night.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting. And again, I'm just one person, one sampling of fans here in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, my buddies know I'm not diehard baseball, not dying the wool. You know, every pitch is life or death. What did I tell you yesterday, though? I was actually really excited about this series. I was excited that we were going up against, you know, not only the Yankees, not only the team that has eliminated us how many times in the postseason?
All of them.
More than once.
Four times?
Yes.
Four times in recent memory. And the fact that you're going up against two pitchers, two of the best pitchers in baseball in this series, and somebody who we certainly were familiar with, obviously a carryover from last year. You know, it's not the original Yankee Stadium. It's some facsimile thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But still feels like, you know,
a stupid right field.
Yeah, stupid home run porch where pop-ups are going out. Boy, it was funny. They were all over it yesterday. I watched the local. I did not watch the national. National was the CBS.
Yeah. Oh, that's TBS. TBS.
No, but the CBS football announcer. He entered the fray a couple of years ago. Because I called
Brian Anderson?
No, he's not. Play-by-play. He did radio forever. He's really good. He's
Kevin
really good.
Harlan?
No. I'll find it. He's one of those.
Don Cricky.
Not one of the bigger names that they have on their roster.
So Dick
of course
Enberg.
He ended up doing a bunch of Browns games over the last few years. But I watched local, and they were all that's it. It was Tom McCarthy.
Tom McCarthy did preseason.
Yeah. So locally, in what I was watching yesterday, it was funny that they were all over how the fans just get up for routine pop flies.
Wow.
In short, right? I mean, the shortest of short, and fans in the bleachers are up. They think every ball is going to be a home run.
Well, the Jazz Chisholm one looked like it would be a routine fly out at Progressive Field.
Every time. So I laugh because we had just played the Dodgers. We had just played the big series against Detroit. Detroit's in our division. We actually had a legit rivalry with them for a while, and I got way more texts yesterday. Because it was the Yankees. And it's like, isn't that case closed? Like, our fans want to beat the Yankees more than they want to beat anybody else. So for us, it's a rival. It might not be a rival for them. It's very similar.
But I think it takes two to tango in a rivalry, man.
But there's so few instances of that at all in today's sports. And, you know, I got to say, it's like how Purdue, Wisconsin, how to them, Ohio State is their rival. For Ohio State, it's like, oh, it's a big game at Camp Randall, whatever. But we have our rival. It's Michigan. The Yankees have their rival. It's the Boston Red Sox. But for the Guardians, there's nobody our fans want to beat more than the New York
Yankees.
You have
Illinois. You guys trade a wooden turtle over him, So I mean, that's
Illibuck?
Yeah, Illibuck.
Yeah.
Which there's a sad story about Illibuck that will maybe be told in the podcast someday. Speaking of the podcast, that goes right along with what you were saying about like ease to find yesterday, like big games and stuff like that, and finding your sport and the ratings where I just went 306, boom. I didn't even think of TBS, and thank God the Guardians were on, because I would have been like, well, what's going on? And that would have had to, all right, what number is this, and what do I got to do? I can't believe, I don't know why I'm being a stick in the mud here, but I'm going to be it. I don't think it's a rivalry. I think both sides have to take it seriously. Everybody wants to beat the Yankees. Everybody wants to beat Ohio State, for that matter. But it you need two passionate sides, and I think that's what's make the rivalries a rivalry. It makes it sweeter. Because, again, like, when the teams get on the field and the Steelers have beaten the Browns, even though it's been basically a split here over like the last 6-7 years, for a long time it was just the Steelers. Okay, but the fans still like to talk trash. It was still close proximity, even though it was decidedly one-sided for a long time. But when there's an interest, a rooting interest in both personally, that's what makes a rivalry to me. And I'm sorry. I know that we have a personal interest in beating the Yankees and the Yankees fans because there's so many of them, but it's just not. I'm glad that everybody wants to beat the Yankees. Yeah. I want to beat the Yankees, but it's not a rival. It's an annoying team that I want to beat.
It's just we're parsing words.
I'm jealous of them. I'm jealous of the money. I'm jealous of.
You're basically saying we don't have a rival in baseball.
No, not right now.
Yeah.
No. I don't know where that's going
to
be.
Maybe I'm guilty of just trying to conjure up something, but there was no doubt our fans cared more about last night than they did again about the team that was in our division.
I bet people agree with you. But when I look at some of the stuff and I go, no, I feel that everybody would feel. I think that I don't know who the Yankees play next. But if they're playing a non-divisional opponent next, I'm sure that team, oh, I got the Yankees. Unless they're
that's absolutely true.
A terrible team that doesn't have a chance. But I feel that's the way with everybody. So I just don't feel that it's a rival. And I hate, boy, you kind of hit the nail on the head. We don't really have a rival. That's why I kind of want to wish we can get the champagne out and do the clubhouse celebration for the Ohio Cup if you win the Ohio Cup. It might create something. Because I don't know how many rivalries are in professional baseball anymore.
The Yankees play a team called the Boston Red Sox next.
Okay, well, that's so obviously a rivalry. And it's those two. I think that do you think Yankees and Dodgers are a rival?
I think because...
Do you think maybe because Shohei now is with the premier team in L.A., now with the Angels?
The market.
Okay.
And by the way, Sunday Night Baseball, they just got their highest ratings in 7 years with those two teams squaring off.
Whoa. And there is a history there. I mean, you go back to the 70s.
Sure.
There is a bit of a history there. So I think that those two teams are rivals. Cubs-Cardinals are rivals.
Yep.
Cubs-White Sox would be rivals. There's definitely a you versus us thing, and they, you know, now that you have interleague play for the last 30 years, I would love to say that the Reds are rivals. I don't find them to be that way, but that's me off the top.
I wish we played the Reds, and I wish we played Pittsburgh way more.
Yeah, Dodgers, Giants, and I'll tell you this: if you go back and you watch some of the other stuff, and this is getting really into the weeds here, but this I think is a rivalry. Padres, Dodgers, I think is a rivalry too. Because the Padres have done, I mean, that's a one-team town. They've put everything they possibly can into that team. And they try to make a run at it every time. And I think that actually is a rivalry of sorts. So, I mean, you got six right there. But because it's such a regional game, I don't think that there's actual rivalries outside of those ones there. Did you see the fan interference?
I did.
All right. I want to play the call here. This is Guardians TV yesterday. Angel Martinez fouled off to right, and then here's what ensued.
In the air, right field, slicing. Judge over, running out of real estate, reached up against the netting, but could not pull it in.
Looked like a fan got a hand on it, too. Maybe it, yeah, it was. That was close.
Really
close. But, I mean, I don't think they put it out over the fair territory, but it looks like Booney wants them to take a look at it and see what he thinks.
Go. After review, the call to the field is overturned. We do have fan interference.
I could see how they made that call.
I didn't know you can call an out on that. Maybe that's my fault. There's no netting, by the way, down there.
No.
There's no netting. How can you make that call? Can't you just throw the fan out? Did they throw the fan out? You can't make that call.
Well, remember, they had in the playoffs, was it last year or the year before, they had the same situation of a fan, but I believe he was getting into it. It was a Yankees fan with the other team, with the visiting team. But they stuck their hands out, same exact spot. They were actually over the wall. This was not over the wall. Judge went into the fan-seated area.
This looks...
And it's not fair because they have a giant out in right
field. All right, hold on. Let me... Well, he's 6'8". 6'9"? 6'8".
Get him out of my sport.
What's an inch between friends?
Put a 6'1 right fielder out there like everyone else.
He should be the wing we trade Darius Garland for. 2-1.
That's what they're looking for. Yeah, why? Well, the baseball players are now getting longer than the Cavs.
It was on the... Like, some people... I got to tell you, I wanted to get the fan thrown out. I think you're right more than I watch it. It is kind of in his territory. Like, it is not in Aaron Judge's territory. It's more in the seats, and he's reaching over. Now, if you're going to be a cognizant fan, I think you have to sit there and say you got room, or you're going to have to dive and get out of the way. I think if you're an involved baseball fan, but there looks to be several people holding beers there, so I don't know how close attention they're paying to the situation. And probably those beers are $30 a piece over there in New York, so you want to make sure you savor the flavor as best you possibly can. I just don't know how you can call it out when it wasn't an out. Outs are so precious in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
I wish there was something different you can call. I think we're stuck here, but
part of it is you're not even getting the full Judge extension. So they're saying that there's no way he would have ever not really caught that ball. Looked pretty routine, and it just so happens that the idiot fan who is obstructing his own player, right? I mean, that's the killer here. Is you would think the fan should be penalized, the team should be penalized because a dumb fan. It's a dumb fan that is working to make things harder for his own star player. I mean, can you imagine if somehow the fan caused an Aaron Judge injury of some sort, or he went over
there, Larry David,
and collided against the wall, or something ridiculous happened?
Is there anything I can call?
This is where
the
bananas get it right. In banana ball, that's an out if the fan catches it. So just let the fan catch it.
Oh, there you go.
If you foul and a fan catches it out?
It's an out.
Very fan-friendly.
It's about time to start adopting the banana ball rules in the Major League Baseball.
Of course, you got nothing but kids at those games, so maybe they...
You also have to show up like 4 hours before because they all dance their way into the stadium.
You also have to buy tickets 5 years in advance to even have a shot.
Well, they sold out Death Valley down at Clemson. That's 84,000 people.
Sold out the Roman Coliseum.
I don't know how you can call anything an out.
That yellow suit.
I want to be outraged about this, but I don't know any other way you could do it other than just saying it is. Unless you just say it is what it is, and he's back up to the plate, and you got to do something about the fans. But do you throw a fan out when he was in his space? I can't throw the fan out of the game when he was in his space. You go back and look at that video, because for a second it looks like, for the angle I saw it, and then when you brought it up, Owen, I went, wait a minute. And I go, no. That was in foul territory. That was in the seats. You have to be out of Judge's way to be in the...
Well, the crazy thing is...
To not get thrown out?
Well, the crazy thing is Judge... Normally, guys get really, really into it, even with their own fans.
Yeah,
they're like,
what? Moise Saloo there, yeah.
Like, you just cost us...
Great callback.
...a chance to get an easy out here. And instead, Judge, who's just forever the diplomat, is just, okay, well, we'll get him next time.
Well, you remember the Jeffrey Mayer thing? Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, that was as controversial as it gets. I remember I had a gym teacher, Mr. Mayer, and that happened and then we went to school the next day, and it was like, oh God, I really wishes he was named anything else right now, because it's got to be taxing for every child to come home and go, did you see that? I don't know what else you can do to the fan other than just tell him not to do that, because there's no webbing down there. There's no net down there. So there's really nothing you can do. Did you have a problem with Vogt leaving Bibee out there for the seventh?
I didn't. He had just...
When you gave up back-to-back home runs.
Yeah, he had and of course, first pitch to lead off the inning.
Yes.
He had only thrown 14 pitches in the six, and he had gone through the meat of the order, 3, 4, 5. and had just struck out, you know, to get out of that inning. He had just gone 1-2-3, and it was, to me, it was an extension of his dominance throughout the game. So, I did not have a problem.
I think he was doing well, and I think it became, at first, when it happened, I had to sit there and go, all right, calm down, because you got to think about this the right way. It seemed to be the ultimate burn him in the ass situation where you get Jazz Chisholm, who hits a home run, and then Volpe hits a home run, which, by the way, they've hit over 90 home runs as a team this year. We've had hit just over 60. I mean, they have that much power with the New York Yankees right now. Jazz Chisholm comes back, which, by the way, his last home run before this, because he was on IR or on IL, was in April against the Guardians. So he said, Jazz Chisholm does fine against the Guardians. I don't know. You got Bibee out there. He's having a really good outing. It was a good outing. It's a 1-1 game.
He was getting through the innings quickly and fairly easily.
He's technically your ace right now, too.
Anthony, like,
that's the guy you're supposed to lean on to go, hey, no bullpen today.
You know what?
Go get innings.
You are right about this. Like, him and Gavin Williams, I'm working on not just them as pitchers. I'm working on confidence as well. And it comes back and it bites you because I know he gave up two taters and that can't build confidence. But
even when you just look at, I know Bieber's going to be in Akron on Friday now.
Yeah.
But still, like, he'll be back. But going forward for the future of the organization, you have to go Bieber's or Bibee's the ace. He's got to get, you got to treat him like an ace. That means you leave him out there.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, despite the 3-2 loss to the Yankees last night, the Guardians had a solid performance from one Tanner Bibee, who went 6 1/3 inning last night. Had a good start before giving up the two back-to-back homers to lead off the top of the 7th inning. Manager Stephen Vogt last night was asked in the post-game press conference whether on his decision to send Bibee back out for that 7th.
He was cruising. This is one of his best outings of the year. So Tanner had looked good up until that point. So no, not even a thought to not send him back out.
And I'm with you guys.
Hell yeah.
I think it's more frustration that it happened, but I would have sent him out for that 7th.
I would have sent him out there as well. I'm glad you want to let it ride. Because you don't want to take the ball out of his hands when he's pitching really well. Plus, remember, you go back to what happened with the Angels game or Angels series. On Friday, you lose that series, but if you go back, you see how many pitchers they threw out there the Angels had to? So you end up having a better chance to win on Saturday and Sunday, which they did because they can't go to some of those arms the way they wanted to in the bullpen. So if you're the Guardians, you're thinking, all right, we're right here in the thick of things. It's a 1-1 game now. He's pitched well. You're going up against a guy that everybody knows kills you in Rodon. So then you go out there in the 7th, you roll the dice, it didn't go your way. It's an unfortunate thing to happen, but you don't want to keep throwing out there a bunch of different pitchers because maybe that's going to be able to help you coming up tonight and tomorrow night.
He did that last year, first game in Yankee Stadium, his first time managing there last year, and that was the game that Class A went 2 innings.
Yes.
And it was so important for him to win that, and it felt like they sacrificed the whole series to get that one win because they wanted to establish the win at the beginning of the series. And then they played horribly, and they pitched horribly after that. I think that's a lesson learned from last year for him.
I agree.
Especially going in there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And I just look at the 6 going through Judge, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. There's like 14 All-Star games between them. There's like $500 million paid out.
Multiple MVPs.
And he just rifled through, you know, that part of the order. I think he was at 91 going into the 7th, and it was just 14 pitches to go 1-2-3 in the 6. To me, it made sense. I got to tell you, like, it stinks losing a game. You certainly wasn't one of those situations like, man, before the game, it's totally wrong. I'm like, they're going to have to score runs. No, they only had to score 4 to win this game, which is pretty incredible in that stadium, the way the balls just get out of there. But I am getting more and more confident about this team's chances to make a run. I thought, like, honestly, about 3 weeks ago, I'm like, this seems like either the worst best team or the best worst team in baseball. I couldn't figure it out. Now, maybe it's the fact that they're getting Bieber and he's getting closer. And I know it's just internal reports, but they seem to be pretty damn excited about him. I'm starting to look at this pitching rotation and thinking that nobody's going to want to play this team.
And you really could have had it where, you know, I go back to the top of the 7th inning and I think you're right. But, like, I don't want to put it all on Bibee. Or, you know, you give up taters, you give up taters. So it's not like you're putting it all on him. And I don't want to even put it all on Vogt. Arias singles, and if he doesn't try to stretch that out, You got runners on first and third with one out on the road. You've tied it up. And it's like, man, you got a real good chance to take the lead here. And then you, I mean, there's still a runner on third, but then you got the problems there with two down. And it ends up, because they walk, didn't they walk Will Wilson after that? And then Bo Naylor flies out, and then that's the end of the inning. It's like, Gabe, I know, man, I know. It was seen as he was too lackadaisical last year. Now he's trying to play balls to the wall. So I got to take some of the good with the bad, but it's like, man, come on, man. That's short out there. Why were you thinking? Go ahead.
That's all right. Game two will be later tonight. I want to stay with baseball here. We'll get to the Knicks stuff in just a moment, but the hypothetical betting bug bit us in the ass again last night.
Uh-oh. Center field and deep. Doyle looking up. It is caught.
He caught it.
Ball game over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Gold Glover saves the night, and the Rockies, for just the second time this year, have won two in a row, and the first time in a long, long time, they guarantee themselves a series win.
First series victory of the season.
Okay, so who did it bite again?
Miami. Yeah.
I didn't take Miami. I took the Rockies, because tried to correct me, and I went, nah, I'll just take the Rockies, because wins come in bunches.
I think I made it abundantly clear that I called it a guaranteed win for the Rockies. So not only were the people tweeting us not listening yesterday, Our own producer, I don't think, was listening. Because
I am speaking
you
for
said
those
it just
who may
bit
have
us.
Listened to our
How
segment.
How did it bite the person?
I am speaking for those who may have listened to this segment and taken some betting tips, so to say.
Okay, but if they would have taken the right betting tips, they would have won.
You didn't listen to the show, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch,
just
yesterday,
you didn't listen to the
I
segment.
Called it on two different occasions in two different
You're
segments.
You're completely wrong here.
A guaranteed Rockies win
Audio
yesterday.
Courtesy of Rockies TV,
I even broke
Audio
down,
courtesy of Mitch being wrong.
I Woo! Even broke down the pitching assignments yesterday. I did that on the air for the Rockies and called it a guaranteed
Sometimes you
win.
You just got to eat it, bud, and admit that you were wrong.
You know what? You know where else you were wrong? Thinking that we forgot about you being a closeted Yankees fan right now, because we know that you're a Yankees fan.
I did not care for last night's result.
Do you not own Yankees gear?
That's a taster's duo of wrong.
It's in the back of the closet somewhere.
You are a Yankee fan.
You didn't expect me to burn dozens and dozens of dollars worth of merchandise?
I didn't expect you to burn
you spent
anything.
$40 to fold sweatpants.
Oh, what a great call
and
on
I'll
that.
Do it every single time.
I just expect you to have some...
How do you spend $40?
Are unraveling right
I expect
now,
you to
right
have
the
some
show.
Identity as a sports fan, and it seems like you're lost. I have no idea What's what you stand for on a given day, a given hour, a given minute.
Is he wearing them damn joggers again? Or those pants? What are you wearing?
They're pants. I mean, they're joggers, but I consider them pants. Oh, my...
You spending $40 a week to have
are
someone...
Are you wearing joggers? They're pants? Well,
full
they're joggers.
Come on. No, there's joggers and there's pants. You're telling me you're spending $40 a week to have somebody fold your joggers?
Gladly.
You ain't got no sense.
Things aren't
ain't got no sense.
I'm sniffing out things there.
Judas Priest. I mean, I don't mean to go looking in your pockets, but my God... $40 a week to have someone fold, but
and
basically
then going,
sweatpants.
I can't waste dozens of dollars on my Yankees.
On my I can't set all that money I spent on fire.
Can I go to my other New York team story, please?
Yeah, why not?
We'll see.
Mitch.
We'll see how you get through it. Yeah.
Well, yesterday's big story in the NBA. Yesterday, Tom Thibodeau out as Knicks head coach after five seasons, rocking the NBA world. Shams Charania on Pat McAfee show yesterday, talking about what reportedly was maybe needed within the Knicks organization, according to the Knicks.
As soon as the Knicks season ended, they started meetings internally, and they believe the best path for this team to take the next step as an organization to win a championship is that they need a new voice. You know, this is a team that's gone from out of much contention at all. Then when Tom Thibodeau comes in, they become respectable again. I mean, I think everyone around the league is stunned. I mean, my phone is blowing up. They've been having meetings for the last 24 hours, and this is the decision they came with.
Well, this sounded familiar.
I don't mean to mishear Shams Charania right there. But respectable again, they are respectable. I mean, they did say this is the best run they've had in 25 years, being a basketball team. I was surprised though, because I thought like Tom Thibodeau was only there for like a couple years. Tom Thibodeau has been there five seasons. So this is pretty normal in the NBA.
He was going into last season. He was the sixth longest tenured coach in the NBA. They just do not stay very long in that league.
That fan base is insane. I mean, there is no understanding whatsoever. Like, when the Cavaliers, and this will be people calling us software. Now, the Cavaliers, there's a little bit of understanding. We give it a little bit of time. And then every now and then we're going to take off the gloves and that's going to be it. But it's got to reach its pinnacle. With them, I was listening. I heard Pat Boyle on the way in. And he's based out of New York. But it's the biggest story. So it's a big thing nationally. And he's talking about the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau, and I mean, there's caller after caller talking about how terrible the roster is, and I didn't realize Greg Giannotti on WFAN called Karl-Anthony Towns a loser yesterday. I mean, they want that guy out on the first thing smoking. These were the people who, after they beat the Celtics in the second round, they were celebrating in the street. You're shutting streets down in Times Square over them beating the Celtics in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Now the roster's terrible, and Tom Thibodeau had to go. That's insane.
We have Giannotti yesterday on WFAN.
Oh, go ahead.
He waited and waited and waited to go all in on a couple of guys, and the biggest one being Karl-Anthony Towns. And they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year. And at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
Do you think the Cavs losing the second round again next year will sound like that with any players?
Yes.
It's interesting. Karl-Anthony Towns averaged 25-12 in that series.
Damn.
He does commit a lot of bad fouls. He gets abused when players initiate against him on the perimeter. It's tough for him to even stay standing. He goes down so easily. But they also got to the Eastern Conference Finals. A big part of it, they
because
won't admit
of him.
It, is because of him. So
yes.
It is a tough thing. And I relate it to some of the issues. Like the Cavs are as good as they are because of Darius Garland. Can they win in the playoffs with Darius Garland?
It's
a lot of players in the league where you could say this about.
Yeah, but I don't think Darius Garland is a loser. I think they're much better with Darius Garland.
He has not won in the playoffs.
The Knicks went out and it was a tough move. Like they let go of Julius Randle and they brought in Karl Anthony Towns in a trade, and that was a tough move to make. A lot of people love Julius Randle, but man, they were rolling high on Karl Anthony Towns just 2 weeks ago and how great he was and how dominant he was.
I think Towns is being affected by the meme, by all the stuff that's going around and all the guys that. They talk to the Knicks fans outside of the Garden, and they're all doing the impression of him.
They're all mocking him. Yeah, it's weird to see a player on a winning team, a team getting to the Final Four.
I'll look it up.
Where their fans are just mocking him relentlessly.
I'd play it on the air, but it's a little...
risque?
It's insensitive towards Carl.
That's pretty funny.
It's sensitive.
It's pretty funny.
I don't want to go that risque on things, so yeah, whatever. That's fine.
That's it for about last night.
Oh, excellent. Well, you really know how to land that plane over there, don't you?
Shaky controls and all.
Listen to him.
Got to the ground.
This is a day of reckoning. This is when people have to look themselves in the mirror and say, am I going to help citizens in the state of Ohio, citizens like our Cuyahoga County residents, or am I going to harm them by taking money out of their unclaimed funds and bringing it to a single-use facility out in Brook Park to fund a billionaire's plan? Governor DeWine has a lot on his shoulders, and I think a lot of people are going to be looking at him to do the right thing and line item veto the elements of the budget that just don't work. And this Browns boondoggle just doesn't work.
That's Chris Ronayan in his press conference yesterday. Lima, you're going to have to give everybody a little bit of the meat here and what actually happened. Now this all goes to the governor to sign whether or not he wants to do it or whether or not he wants to veto it. So they've decided the $600 million is good, and then they have a stadium building fund. And there is how much money in unclaimed funds out there this for everybody?
This was incredible. Was it $5 billion?
It was almost $5 billion in unclaimed funds. I want to hear more, Chris Ronayan here, the county executive, because I got a question on my head here that I got after this audio. So I want to see if Chris clears it up a little bit for me here. But here's Chris Ronayan on, he's talking tough. He says the Ohio Senate thinks that the owners of the Browns are more important than Ohioans.
It seems to me that with the state Senate leadership, the Haslams are more important in their eyes than the people of the state of Ohio. And to us, the people of Cuyahoga County are much more important, and that's why we've defended them left and right from this kind of piracy. I just, for the life of me, can't understand how a legislature could give away $600 million.
Piracy tone. Jerry Serino disagrees there. He was in the Senate Finance Committee. He's the chair there. We have all that stuff on the website, 923thefan.com. Do you want to play the last Ronayan clip before I ask
a big
question? All right, here's Chris Ronayan saying they're taking your money, your unclaimed funds that you didn't even know were there, to be honest with you.
Don't pick the pocket of hardworking Ohioans for the single purpose of a new stadium in Brook Park. But that's what you've done, State Senate, by proposing an allocation from the unclaimed funds. This is your money. This is your parents' money. This might be your grandmother's money. Instead, it's funneling off to Brook Park for the single use of a stadium to support billionaires.
He's saying Long John Jerry Serino's pirating your money you didn't even know you had.
I'll tell you, my takeaway after all this was...
Where's my money? I didn't know there was unclaimed funds that I have of almost $5 billion.
I know. Daryl said he got $50 yesterday by doing
this. That's what he said.
And, you know...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Over the years, I've definitely seen like the local affiliates say, hey, make sure to go to this website. Clearly people don't and don't go check these things out.
Can I do it right now on the line? He said it took a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give the website out at some point here.
It says unclaimedfunds.ohio.gov. This is probably not real, but it's, I don't know if it's real. I have no idea.
Put in your social security number and your PIN for your debit card. You should be good to go. Anyway.
Why is this going to Anthony Lima for Ohio?
Anthony Lima gone fishing, PHI. So this is interesting. Yesterday, basically what happened was we now have three different ways to fund this dome, which leads me to believe, Kenny, that this thing is further along now, even though people said, oh, wait a second, the Senate didn't agree. Now it's got to go to conference committee. There's going to be a negotiation. The point is, I think this is getting done. I think you're going to have a dome. I think you're going to get a dome despite the politicians like Ronayne. And it seemed like Justin Bibb had thrown up the white flag to begin with. I do think it may not be exactly the type of funding that we thought originally it was going to be. But either way, like the governor had talked about the gambling, you know, being able to tax it. It does seem like we're closer to me. The fact that you have three different ways to fund this, it's just about picking which one now, and which one I think the politicians are going to put their thumb in the air and try to see what the taxpayers are into.
I got no money coming to me. I'm sorry, Tone. Nope.
I had one. It said over $100.
Really?
Guess what I'm doing right now.
Are you real? Are you serious?
Yes.
Look at us just claiming money on the air here. This is fantastic.
And it's incredible.
Back into the Rockies.
It's just incredible, though, that, you know, with like at the federal level, everybody talking about...
This is better than betting on the Rocky.
Everybody talking about deficits and how we're going to just create money out of thin air. Are we going to have to cut a bunch of spending? Are we going to have to raise taxes? Here in Ohio, where we have faced budget shortfalls before... Now, this is State House political reporter Anthony Lima talking now, where I've been entrenched throughout the State House and talking to top lawmakers back in the day. Like, we have faced some pretty significant budget shortfalls, as have many states, you know, around the country. Out of nowhere, what a panacea. Out of nowhere, oh, there's $5 billion of unclaimed funds that are just available that we can allocate towards a big project if we want it. Like, this is how in movies, There's some famous movie examples they call it. Kenny, are you familiar with your cinema devices?
Yeah, why? I'm looking up you right now, so stay with me.
Oh, you can look it up for me?
Bay Village.
Have you ever heard of Deus Ex Machina?
Yeah.
It's
I haven't seen the movie.
No, just in general, it is a movie name.
Somebody laughed. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen that movie. It's just, hey, there's this really tough problem to solve in a movie, but we're going to be able to, with one line in a movie,
made Mitch laugh.
We're going to be able to fix this problem, like, very easily.
Okay.
Like, it's just a gift from the heavens, apparently, that you can do this. So now all of a sudden we have $5 billion, and here's one thing I agree with Chris Ronayne. Like, it's a shame. I know it only can be allocated certain ways. It's a shame, like, if we're going to cut all these different programs that people need in Ohio and especially Northeast Ohio. Yeah, I kind of wish the money would go to those programs that are going to be in dire straits here, as opposed to going to a dome stadium, which, yeah, I'll love dome stadium. I also think, you know, it'd be nice for mothers to be able to get paid leave, be able to not have to worry about paying $30,000 a year to, you know, have kids be taken care of. But, you know, we are a sports talk station. Mm-hmm. We know it moves the needle here. I know you weren't listening to anything I said in the last 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. So I'm very sorry.
You'll have to go to the website, Kenny. Go to the rewind function on the app.
You know what? I love to call you out for this stuff, and this is on me.
An Odyssey.
Because I looked up my cousin messaged me, and there's a couple of different names of my name and my dad's name, and there's one that has a totally different history than the old man or me that is located back where my family's from, and I typed him in. And now I'm seeing all these different names of people I know who are owed money that have unclaimed funds. Well, I don't know if they're owed. They don't owe you. You can't go find it.
I do have a question. At the bottom of my claim here, it says, how did you hear about us? And there is no spot for public argument between the county commissioner and a billionaire.
Right. Political grandstanding and see what happens. See if you get your money then.
Boondoggle is not one of the options.
I put it on black screen. I really do apologize there. I was totally taken away by it because I was looking up. I mean, if you think you're owed some money, you might as well go looking for some money. And then I'm like, well, there's somebody who shares my last name. What am I doing here? I apologize. Listen, in all honesty, I've at one point I thought it was crazy to have an indoor facility. Then you see where the rest of the NFL is going, and it's not like, well, we have to be like the rest of it. No, but I had to think pragmatically and go back to the whole thing of you're always going to be paying more money. This is going to be more money, and you might as well be comfortable. If they are good, then you're going to pay more. If they are bad, then you are going to pay less in a secondary market because there's always going to be a secondary market for tickets. So if the Browns are 3-14, in a brand new stadium or along the lake, you're still going to pay $7 to go sit up in the 537 because there's going to be seats available. PSLs are going to be expensive, but I don't think that we're looking at a guy who is a retiree in Brook Park, Ohio, who retired after 40 years of service. I don't think that that's the guy looking for a PSL here in this situation. Let's be honest. So I think that the times are a-changing, and while there are definitely things here where I don't think it's this great big, this great big amount of money that we're all going to get this huge economic driver. I understand why the city of Brook Park's doing what they're doing and the mayor, Ed Orcutt's doing what they're doing. I wish I could make him smile once in a while for crying out loud. Boy, is he a deadly serious individual. I understand why they're doing that. I understand where we've been sitting here complaining about a stadium that's quote unquote falling apart since they built the damn thing, and now all of a sudden it's good for the next 70 years. I don't understand how that works. I think a lot of this is, again, and I've said this for 3 years, I don't think they're very interested in keeping it, but I also know that they can't let everybody know that they're not interested in keeping it in downtown, talking about the powers that be in the city of Cleveland. So there is a lot of acting that has to go on because there's other walks of life that these guys want to walk down when it comes to politics.
I tell you, if Ronayne is still acting to this point, he's doing a great job of acting because he seem like the most passionate person in the area trying to keep the team.
Well, this might be the end of his line for all I know. I mean, that is a good job to be county commissioner. There's obviously a lot of pressure there, and there's a lot of people and a lot of things that you have to be accountable for that maybe the mayor isn't. because the mayor is certainly, I believe, younger than Chris Renane. I'm just guessing here, and I think that he wants to do other things in politics. But that's a personal opinion on that. So I think that there's definitely, as you said, there's been the conversation politically over it, and there should be spirited conversation. I know that there's, what, an amendment to the syntax that people are going to be able to vote for at some point to see whether or not, basically, you can get people on the record of what they're thinking all this. And it's going to get a little bit more murkier as time goes on. But it just comes down to you're eventually going to have to be paying more, and you might as well be comfortable while you pay more. And I'm not going to sit there and tell everybody that we're getting Super Bowls and WrestleManias and all that other stuff. Because, hell, you see what they did with WrestleMania. That was supposed to be in New Orleans, and now they're going right back to Vegas. So that seems to be a highest bidder sort of situation every single year. So you can't even guarantee yourself anything like that. Now, I would like to say that a Super Bowl is going to be here, but I have no absolute idea about that. I know it's hard to get these sort of things.
What if it hinged on that? I would ask, like, what if? Would that change people's minds? Because a lot of people are saying, hey, it's fuzzy math. You know, the polls show right now that they're not necessarily in favor of this, the polls that I've seen. And obviously the money is going to be an issue. Like, where are you coming up with the money? Does the project really pay for itself? There's an independent organization say this does not add up. So I guess I would just ask the easiest way possible. If you got a Super Bowl guarantee, does that change everything? Because if we don't get the Super Bowl, does the math add up? Are you getting out of this project what the taxpayers should get out of it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.